Tristan Winder, Rick Windham, glad to go to the phone lines now as we have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean is the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, it's been a very busy summer for you, but good to have you back on the air with us, sir.
I appreciate it. Yes, it's been busy. It's been a great summer, but been busy, but glad to be back.
I almost recognize that voice.
Just a little bit, huh?
It's been about a month and a half, 2 months?
It's been a while. Glad to have you back, Sean.
So, Sean, it's been a little while since we've had you on the air. What have you been up to throughout the summer? What's the National Weather Service office been having you do?
You know, we remain very busy. A lot of my job is going out and meeting with people. I love talking with people and just sharing weather. And so I've been visiting a lot of the areas around the 26 counties that we serve here across West Central Nebraska. I've been visiting different partners. I laugh at this. I had some training that I had to go to in Kansas City. Now I've been in my current role as the WCM, Warning Coordination Meteorologist, here in North Platte for the last 3 years. But they finally got around and sent me to the new hire, basically, course for the WCM course after 3 years, which was great. You know, it's just so nice to meet with colleagues who hold the same position that I do, you know, all around the nation. You know, met some new friends from Guam. You know, we have offices in Guam. Met some friends in Alaska. And, you know, it's just neat to see, you know, everyone excited, you know, to talk weather. And it was definitely worthwhile. So, yeah, been spending the summer talking with people and training.
You triggered an old thought, Sean, when you mentioned Guam and weather. There's a term within the Marine Corps known as Guam hot.
Okay. I can only imagine. Given the proximity or where Guam is located, I can only imagine how hot that is. I don't even feel that.
Yeah.
Hot and humid comes to mind.
Yes.
Now, Sean, it's been quite the interesting month and a half since we had you join us last. There's not been a lot of change in terms of weather. Yes, it is a little bit cooler than when we talked to you last, a few degrees cooler, but there's not been a lot of moisture since we chatted last, and it's been kind of an off season in terms of severe activity as well. There hasn't been a lot to speak of.
You're certainly correct there. And we've been under the influence of the large ridge of high pressure that's been setting up over the western United States and really directing the storm track away from you know, Nebraska, especially west central Nebraska. This time of year, we look to storms that drop from the northwest, kind of northwesterly flow, because it's not unusual for this high pressure to set out west. But given the strength of it, you know, the storms have been targeting the northern plains and, you know, Arrowhead of Minnesota and you know, Wisconsin, that area. So, like you said, we've been warm and dry. I've just been looking at some of that data recently, you know, for our area, and we're running about average temperatures, so both considering highs and lows, we're averaging about 2 degrees warmer than what we normally would be, and that's pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, the precipitation, unfortunately, drought just keeps expanding across you know, our area. And the bad news is I don't see much in the way of a drought buster for some time. The pattern that's been kind of controlling us, or I guess the climate pattern that's been really kind of dominating our weather, one of them is the La Nina Southern Oscillation. And it looks to rebound back once again, albeit a little weaker for this winter. And for southwest Nebraska, that typically means warmer and drier for, you know, the fall and winter months, especially the fall months. And so, yeah, I just don't see much improvement in the drought, you know, around here, at least, you know, through the end of the year.
And as we kind of look towards the end of the year, Sean, with this La Nina pattern, will that continue? Are you predicting into the winter? And if so, are we expecting dry conditions when the winter season arrives?
And that's what it's looking like right now. Now, when we're talking climate, there's so many different climate patterns that control our weather here in the United States. And to be honest with you, the one that's researched the most is the El Niño-La Niña Southern Oscillation. But there's like the North Atlantic Oscillation that really controls our weather. But typically, at least recent La Niñas here for southwest Nebraska typically have manifested as warmer and drier when you average the winter out during La Niña conditions, and that's into the following spring. So, and that's what we've seen the last 2 years, at least here in North Platte, been warmer and drier during the late, especially the late fall months and then into the winter months. Now, that's not to say that we won't get cold. We will be cold this this winter, and we will see some snow. But, it, you know, if I was a betting person, I would say that it's going to be warmer and drier when averaged as a whole, you know, until at least next spring.
Sean Jacobs, Warning Coordinating Meteorologist for the National Weather Service Office in North Platte, joins us this morning on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And, Sean, what are we looking at for temperatures this week? And any relief in terms of the drought conditions possibly this week or early into September?
You know, unfortunately, no. Today is going to be the coolest day of the week. At least that's the way that the forecast sits. But we're looking at highs in the upper 80s, which is above normal. And then starting tomorrow through at least Friday, highs return back into the low to mid 90s. And, you know, that's and even the same for this weekend. I was just looking here. We're looking at mid 90s for Saturday and Sunday. And just an outside chance of a passing storm, starting Wednesday evening, then possibly again Thursday and Friday evening. I don't know if y'all heard, there was some thunder around last night. I know I didn't record any precipitation. I'm not sure I haven't checked at the airport if they recorded any precipitation. But the pattern is just not good right now. It's all it is conducive for warm and dry conditions. And put it in a historical perspective, I just looked, and this was last week, I looked at just how many 90-degree days we've had so far this year, and we're already in the top 10. So with this next string of, you know, we're looking at 6 out of the next 7 days, that's going to put us, you know, back or put us even closer to the top. The top was 2012. The most 90-degree days in the year was back in 2012. Don't think we'll break that, but certainly warm and dry.
We just don't want to get into that. Was it 1934 or 35 when we had the picture of everybody sleeping on the...
Yeah, I think that was 34.
That cycle where it was a picture from Lincoln where everybody was sleeping on the lawn of the state capitol because that was the biggest open area to catch a breeze. But they had something like 114 days over 100 degrees.
I can't even imagine.
Some huge number like that. We don't... Just keep that pattern away from us, Sean.
we'll do our best there. And that's... That is certainly interesting. You know, I've seen that photo.
It's a bizarre looking photo when you first see it.
yep. It's, it's a reminder how variable our state is in terms of the weather.
Right.
We've seen snow here in Nebraska, you know, or at least in North Platte on September, I think it was the 10th or 11th. And that was only about, 10 years ago.
My goodness.
So we can see snow and, you know, we can see 100-degree temperatures, that's for sure. So.
And it appears that this coming September, you're predicting more of the 100-degree temperatures, Sean.
Well, I wouldn't say 100-degree. I'm going to say warmer.
More on that end of the spectrum, at least.
Yes, definitely more on that end of the spectrum.
He's cautious.
Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, I do want to just point this out, and it's just a good reminder for everybody. So when you look at the average high or average temperatures for August and the average temperatures for September, we actually drop about 15 degrees by, you know, from the start of the month to the end of the month. So, you know, changes are coming. And that's all we have to say is changes are coming. But, you know, it can get cool in the mornings, and it can be very hot in the afternoons. So just make sure your kids are being dressed appropriately. You know, send them out to the school bus or out to school, and make sure that they can, you know, take that jacket off because it will be hot in the afternoons. You know, cool
might need it in the morning, but gonna shed it in the afternoon. Hopefully, they bring it home with them.
That's right. And I know my daughter usually doesn't.
That's part of the struggle. That's why it's important to keep an eye on the lost and found.
I call this the tweener time of year in between those temperature extremes. And I usually have light jackets scattered over half of the route I take during the week.
yes, definitely. But oh, this is a wonderful. I love this time of year. You know, it's good to set up a tent in your backyard because you sleep great, you know, with those cooler nights.
Yes.
In the backyard. Get away from home, man. Go out and do something.
That is true. That is true. We are looking to maybe go visit Victoria Springs.
Very nice place. Yes.
Good deal.
State park.
Well, Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to have you back on the air, and look forward to having you on with us again soon.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, you guys.
Take care.